Here we are, almost halfway through July, and the weather has heated up, as has the local trout fishing in many lakes around Campbell River. The trout of choice will be rainbows and cutthroats, and how you fish for them will determine the results. Fly fishers will look for the bughatch in early morning or late hours of the day. Spin casters will look at midday fishing in deep water, and various lures will be used. I fly fish most of the time, but I have swung a few lures with fair to good results. Small spinners have been working in local lakes such as Beavertail, Echo, Mohun and Roberts Lake. In smaller lakes, Panther Marten spinners are productive, and in larger lakes, like Roberts Lake, plugs have had success. Fly fishers will have a few choices, such as ant patterns on a size 14 hook. In size 6 to 10 hook, blood-sucking leech pattern is a staple fly locally. For cutthroat trout, I tend to stay with a few patterns. Hare's ear nymph along with green Montana fly and Bibio. A few years back, a few of us made a road trip and we checked out a few lakes north of Campbell River on Highway 19, then turned left onto Menzies Main Line and a short drive on a gravel road to Mohun Lake. In addition to fishing, there is ample space to launch a kayak or canoe, and this lake is ideal for a family outing. Cutthroat trout are plentiful, and they gobble up lures or fly patterns. Some of the fishing areas will be along the north end of the lake, and with an inflatable canoe, you can circle the lake in about 90 minutes. Catch reports coming in have small trout being caught, but few anglers have hooked into 13 to 20 inch fish. You can fish the beach area where it shallows out, and the deep water section is about 144 feet deep. The best time for me to fish Mohun is after a rain and the wind has died down. As of July 15th, you will see increased boating activity in Area 13, Discovery Passage, as Chinook salmon fishing is open and you can take something home, and coho fishing has been very good in June and July. The Tai'i pool is now open, and who will catch the first Tai'i of the season? I will be attending the tackle buy and sell sale on July 19th, in front of the Tai'i clubhouse. It runs from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and there are lots of items to get you into fishing this summer. The pink salmon run is coming, and you will notice an increase in anglers in the Campbell River. When the pinks arrive, the word spreads fast, and this is a great way to get family members out and catch a pink. Tackle and fly shops are stocked with fly patterns, and tires are eagerly busy with their patterns and will get out fishing.